This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
You know, it's funny. Speaking of the Italian accent, I just watched three Netflix specials of what's his name? Italian guy. Now, how am I forgetting his name already?
Sebastian Maniscalco. Yes. Get your claw out of the salsa.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. Are you Italian?
No. I'm
just like doing the Italian accent.
I couldn't be further.
So you're on tour right now with Thomas Rhett, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the tour looks epic from what I've been seeing on Insta so far.
Man, it's so good.
Do you feel like you're just floating all the time?
It's nice, man, to open too, you know, and just you only play 45 minutes a night, and it's pretty easy. It's kind of like I don't know, man. It's been really nice. TR's just a phenomenal person to have to be around all the time, and really makes it easy on us as openers.
And you obviously, we talked about like you writing with Thomas's dad before, Red Akins, on some big songs. Did you meet Thomas first or his dad?
I had met his dad first. I've been writing with his dad for a couple years now, and then I think it was sometime last year. Thomas texted me one night, asked if I wanted to go on tour this year, and I was like, "Dude, I'd love to. That'd be great. I'll put it on my calendar."
Right. Yeah, you're not saying no to that. You're like, "Oh, I got something else happening over here."
Yeah, and it's just been so good, man. I mean, it's been so fun. I'm really not ready for it to be over.
Right. So we were listening to the new one, Handle on You. Can you tell us where that song came from? I know a lot of your stuff, you said it basically you'll just grab a guitar and start riffing and whatever comes out kind of is what it is. Is that how that song happened too?
Pretty much. My buddy Monty Criswell was over at the house, and man, we were sitting around trying to write something, and he had a title. It was like, man, I finally got a handle on you. And just kind of picked up the guitar and started making some stuff up, and he started making some stuff up, and it just kind of, that was one of those that just kind of fell together pretty easy, and not necessarily that it wrote itself, but man, it just seemed like, you know, it happened a lot quicker than it usually does. And I think, you know, when you have a melody that feels that good, and you know, it's easy to chase that, it's easy to really get into it and try hard. And that was one of those mornings, and I don't know, I never thought, I think all three songs I've had to go to country radio, they probably wouldn't have been my first pick for the single. And I think I was wrong all three times. So, I'm glad.
It sometimes works out that way, and that's all right.
Yeah. I'm 3 for 3 on that.
Yeah. Congrats on, CMA nomination as well. Best new artist nom.
Thank you.
And you already have an ACM under your belt for new artists, right?
I do. I don't know how the CMAs go, but I got the ACM one, and maybe we'll get that one, maybe not. Either way, we'll go and have a good time and enjoy it.
Do you know if you'll be performing or not yet, or can you say?
I do not know anything.
Okay. Because it's always fun to see and hear, you know, who's going to get together, and maybe there'll be some cool collaborations.
Yeah.
Like you got to play you know, with one of your heroes recently, right? George Strait.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be a pretty good fit at the CMAs. Maybe a little Parker, a little George together.
Man, that'd be too damn cool. I don't see that happening. I don't think there's a chance that ever happens, but that it would be cool.
If it could happen and it was a George Strait song, what song would you pick to sing with George? I know it's tough because there's a million. There's a million of them, and 60 of them are number ones.
Probably true.
Yeah.
I would probably I'd probably want to sing true.
We'll put it out there. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
You never know.
Some things can't happen. That's one of those things.
I also saw you're doing or you're going to be in a docuseries called They Call This Outlaws. Have you already recorded for that, or is that something that's happening in the future?
Man, yeah, we did some filming for it a couple times about a year ago and then earlier this year. And it's Eric, the director, is a good buddy of mine. And, man, I have nothing to do with Outlaws, but I was certainly influenced by him as a kid and being a songwriter growing up, and was really captivated by a lot of those records and, you know, the Highwaymen specifically. And so I think he, you know, kind of wanted a younger take on it. And I was just lucky enough to get to be asked to do it and wasn't going to pass. Got to go sit at Jesse Coulter's house, Waylon Jennings' house with Jesse, for like a whole day and go through all their stuff and all their old records and their diaries and their photo albums and their gold records and platinum records. And she made me lunch, and just unbelievable opportunity. So I was pretty stoked on that one.
Heck of an experience, right? Like, not a whole lot of people can say that they've done that.
No, it was insane to walk in Waylon's bedroom. That was pretty crazy.
What do you consider yourself in country music a bit of an outlaw?
No, not at all, man. I certainly, you know, took the mentality from them of, you know, living the songs that you're writing. I did that for a long time. Still am a little bit, not near as intense into it as I once was. That's something that I got from them, man. I totally tried to emulate that for a long time, and just to go to, you know, those places and try to write songs like that. Never wrote songs like that, but I had some good ones come out of it, and those guys just always seemed so untouchable and you know, immortal almost in a way. And I have no business being in that documentary. I was just a lucky draw to get in it.
Well, is Rest of My Life one of those songs for you? I know you mentioned it's one of your favorites that you've written before.
Yeah, that song's pretty special to me. I don't know that I wrote that song at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, dead sober. So kind of crazy how it works out like that sometimes. But it's certainly one that I hold pretty dear to my heart.
Yeah. We talked to you about like when inspiration strikes, and you mentioned recording or writing that one at 9 a.m. Do you feel like you're more creative at any certain time of the day, or does it just hit you at all different times?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing, you know, what you're partaking in. But the morning is certainly, there's kind of different. The morning's kind of that, you know, wake up, grab a cup of coffee, you know, more of like a sit down and kind of relax songwriting. It seems a little more intense in the evenings. You know, maybe you've been drinking a little bit, and you know, maybe it's a little faster tempo song or something. But I don't know. I try to utilize them both.
Yeah. Do you? I saw. I think this was a little while ago, but I thought it was funny when you had some new music coming out. You mentioned that you would make sure that you wouldn't be lip syncing this new song in your truck on TikTok.
Man, I was just being funny.
Well, I appreciate that, because I feel like that's kind of become like with TikTok, like, right. Like anytime things work and start to get the numbers, everyone's like, oh, we got to do that. So it's like, now we got to go do this now. But, I feel like it doesn't always have to be that way, right? You don't always have to follow the leader when it comes to TikTok and stuff like that.
No, I think, you know, they're probably trying to get you to, but man, you just got to stick to what you believe in and you know, what kind of separates you and makes you you. And it's different for everybody. You know, I think people should take advantage of every outlet they have to get their music out there. Shouldn't be worrying about what anybody says about it. So for me, I just like to write records and put records out and tour hard and, you know, try to be the real deal.
Heck yeah. And you are, man. We've seen you in person you're killing it, man. So always good to catch up a little bit. Congrats on the success and the nomination.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on, man.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.